Hallelujah. And so he prayed this prayer, and he will and this is for all of us today. I'm so glad the Lord had it recorded. And this is the way he prayed it, and you heard it many times, but I'm just going to read through it and listen to what he said. He said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you what? Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. I mean, you know what he knows. You see things the way he sees. How do you get there? You pray it. You say it. You meditate on it. You keep it before your eye. You mutter. You keep it. Like I said, you keep you something by you. You're watching TV. You're in your car. You take your break on the job. You keep it before your eye. What did he say? In the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding. Let me say it like this. I like where other translation put it. The eyes of your heart being flooded with light. You want your heart flooded with light. What you want to flood with light for, that you may know. What is the hope of his calling? What is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? What you want to know? What he has inherited us. We are his inheritance. And we want to know what we've been called into his kingdom for. We're his. He's not so much as our that we are his. We are his. He is our. But we are his body. And we want to know how to function. Flooded with light in this new kingdom. Our eyes, our hearts flooded with light. I see it. I understand it. I know how. I know how to pray. I know how to bind. I know what it means to bind. I know what it means to loosen. I know what it means. I have confidence. I cast out devils. I speak with new tongue. I prophesy. Why? Because I have light. That's why I'm divinely connected to him. Because he said in his commission, go in all the world and preach the gospel. Every creature, he that believes in him baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be what? Condemned. The first thing he said, they shall cast out the devil. See, I know how to do this. How do you do it? In the name. I know what that name means. I know what that name will do. How did I get there? Feed on the word. Meditate. When the devil shows up, I'm not shook up. Because I know, I don't think, I don't hope, I know. Greater is he that's in me. And you shut up. We may know. Watch this. We may know. As our heart flooded with light, so we can know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Here we go. And what is the exceeding, what is that what? Exceeding greatness of his power. Who power? Now, you, me, us. We're his body. He's the head. But we need to know what is the exceeding greatness of his power. What you mean? Listen. What is the exceeding greatness of his power? To us what who believe. Notice this power works for the one that believe. According to the working, he's telling us what power that is available to the believer. It is according to the working of his what? Mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. That means if Satan is the author of death, and death couldn't keep Jesus, They humiliated him, they beat him, they did everything to a man that was that they could do and could, and was unlawful to be done. The scripture tells us that Jesus didn't even look like a man. They beat him that way. But watch this. This power was so great. Jesus came out of that place, still had the holes in his hand, but they couldn't find no effect of wounds and bruises on his body. It was glorified, untouchable. What I mean by untouchable, sin couldn't mess with it. These things on this earth, like these walls and stuff, they can't restrain him. He'd go out, he doesn't have to have doors. We have to have them with the body we have. But he can come down in the ceiling. He come through the old wall. He can come up through the floor if he want to. No restriction. And what he wants you to understand, that this kind of power that raised Jesus from the dead and sit him at the Father's right hand. Far above. Didn't say barely above, but what? Far above all. How many? All. What? Principality, power, might, dominion, and every name that is named. Now that's the truth. But we want to meditate. We want to confess. We want to be our confession. This is who I am. This is who I'm connected to. This is what I can do. So this become a reality to me. I don't just do this on a Sunday morning or Wednesday night, but it's the way I live every day of my life. I'm conscious of his indwelling presence, and I'm allowing this reality of Christ to come to become bigger, greater, and stronger, and more light in me every day of my life. So I mind what comes out of my mouth, and I mind what goes in my heart. And I talk life, I speak life, and I walk in the reality of this risen Christ. So he says it like this, far above, it's of which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above, what? Far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Notice, is also in the one that's coming. He will be far above anything, everything. There will never be another. Jesus is the highest expression of God in his full deity and who he is. I'm gonna say it again. He is the highest expression. He is the bright light of God. And guess what? We're his body. And God wants you to get the revelation. He wants us to get it here on earth and dominate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to get it. We don't handle, allow circumstances to control us. Just like this pandemic, these people go, we don't need to be falling apart. No. Hello? But times have gotten away fast. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, thank you again for your precious, holy, written word, telling us of about your living word. All that you have done for us. May our heart grasp the reality of this truth. May we have the hunger, the thirst, that we can't get enough of you. Day and night, night and day, we go to sleep with you on our mind, in our thoughts, in our meditation. We wake up, the first thing on our mind, you. Good morning, Father. Thank you. Thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Well, God bless you. We thank you for joining us tonight. And right here, we're going to let the ushers come.